This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Can I get an amen? Time for some good news.
All this week, we've been celebrating good news with your jobs. Start your story with your name, where you're calling from, and then tell us your good news.
My name is Chrissy. I'm calling from the Woodlands, and I'm a single mom trying to make ends meet with a family of, four of us. Was really tough, and I had a friend refer me for an interview where I work currently. And it was just so God ordained. The group that I work with are so amazing. All the personalities mesh so well together. I couldn't have asked for a better job.
What's that like to mesh with the people you work with?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
It really has been a new experience. Mm-hmm. I find myself, even on days when I'm exhausted, I'm not dreading going to work. I love where I work, and I love the people that I work with, and I'm just so thankful.
Goodness, a huge blessing. We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. We are proud to celebrate these little moments with Bull Nation, and we got somebody else celebrating their job this morning. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Shirley, and I'm from Spring, Texas. And I'm a crossing guard for the Klein School District.
No way.
My job is very rewarding when the kids come across there with their little smiles and give you hugs. It just kind of makes your day when you're having a bad morning. And I'll be 86 on Saturday, and this is my 20th year of doing the crossing guard.
Oh, my goodness. So all the kids must know you by name.
You're famous.
Oh, yeah, they do. And they love
Oh, that is amazing. This warms my heart so much. Thank you for what you do for all of our kiddos.
Okay, and it's a very rewarding job.
It helps get through
the day. That's amazing. All the bus drivers, all the crossing guards, they're kind of the unsung heroes of the school system, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Well, I hope you feel extra love and celebrated on your birthday, Miss Shirley.
Okay, thank you.
We're giving it all to you here.
I listen to y'all every morning on my way to my job.
Well, thank you for listening. Who's your favorite, George, Mo, or Eric?
I like all of them.
Just like your kids.
There you go. Yeah, I love them too.
Well, thank you so much for the call. This really made me feel good this morning. That's what Can I Get an Amen is all about, warming up your heart. So for Shirley, all the kiddos, and all the unsung heroes of the school system, can we get a big amen?
Amen. Happy birthday, Shirley.
Thank y'all.
That's how it works. Give us a call if you want to celebrate your awesome job. 713-881-5500. Can I get an amen on the Bull?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Bullpen, where George, Bo, and Eric. George isn't here. His son's getting married, so he's home this week with family. But we're getting in a lot of trouble here in the studio without him.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you got a lot of trouble going on at home, Eric, as well. What we're asking is, what is the most expensive thing that your kid has broken? Eric likes to call it kids versus cash, because they're always costing us money, aren't they? If you have a story, 713-881-5500. Call and tell us yours. Eric, what'd your kids break?
Do you ever just once in a while want to trade your kids in for a different pair?
Not for a different pair, just for none at all. I thought we were being honest.
Okay, yes, thank you. I appreciate your honesty.
Why? What happened?
Because I would love to trade my kids in, because most homes here in Texas, we've got tile on the flooring, yes. right? What do you have? I don't remember.
I have like a wood tile.
Okay.
It looks like wood, but it's
but
tile.
But it's tile, yes. Okay, so a lot of people have tile, mm-hmm. me being one of those people. I walk into the kitchen the other day, mm-hmm. and there's a giant crack right in the middle of the tile.
How do you crack tile?
Well, evidently, these stupid Stanley cups that kids are carrying around all the time, they were
dropping.
Yes, but they were not just dropping it, Mo. They were doing flip tricks with their Stanley
like
cups.
Like they do with the water bottle.
Oh,
you're joking.
And it cracked the tile. And so I had somebody take a look at it. It's going to cost $400.
For a piece of tile?
Yeah.
You can't just replace that one and be done with it?
The way it's shaped and the way it's, where it's located and then the grout and the... Oh,
naturally.
$400.
Okay. Awesome.
So I thought, hey, I can't be the only one who had a bunch of cash go out the window.
I'm actually a little nervous to ask, but the phone lines are lighting up.
Yeah.
What did your kids break? It's Kids Versus Cash, 713-881-5500. Kyle's on the phone in Montgomery. Kyle, start with how much you spent and then tell us your story.
I was about $400. Ooh. I was hiding and throwing little pebbles at my daughter, mm-hmm. and she finally saw me and I was by my truck and she threw a pebble back and her aim was a little bit off and shattered the back window of my truck.
Oh, no. So you started this, Kyle.
So I couldn't be too mad. It was mostly my fault.
All right. Kyle, that is a great story, but mm-hmm. it is not the most that a parent has spent. Dana's on the phone in Alvin. Hey, Dana, first tell us how much you spent and then tell us your story on Kids Versus Cash.
I think insurance paid out about $12,000.
Oh, wait, what?
What yes. happened?
Okay, so you know teenagers, they like jump and slap the door frames and stuff like that.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I still do that, and I'm a grown man.
We had an old attic access with a little cord still hanging.
Yes.
And I guess he jumped up there, and instead of slapping it this morning, he decided to hang off of it. Whatever it was screwed or nailed to completely close it off failed, and about 1 foot on one side came down and 3 foot on the other side came down.
Wait, of like...
Like the sheetrock and everything.
Wow!
Yeah.
So your whole ceiling fell in.
The whole hallway was in my floor.
Oh my gosh.
$12,000. Can anybody beat that?
The expensive part was because it pulled down like a hot water line or some kind of water line with it.
So not only was the ceiling on the floor, it was soaking wet. That is awful. Stay on hold. That might be the topper. 713-881-5500. Kids Versus Cash.
We're the Morning Bullpen, and this has really turned into Kids Versus Cash. Eric might disown his own kids for what happened at his house that cost you, what, $400?
$400. They were playing Flippy Cup with a Stanley Cup, and it smashed the tile. $400.
Tell us what your kid broke and how much it cost you. 713-881-5500. We got Christy on the phone in Tomball. Christy, start with how much you spent.
It was about $3,000.
Oh, what happened?
My son, we were loading some trash to take it to a big dumpster, and my son decided to throw a bag of trash at my husband's back window and shattered it.
That is really something.
And the Texan in his truck, I bet he was seeing red.
Yeah, it took a while for the parts to come in, which means we had to put a window on the back, and then rain came in, which means the back of the truck got... It was a whole thing.
Uh-huh. How long ago did you put your kid up for adoption? All right, what about Andrew in Spring? Hey, Andrew, start with how much you spent on whatever your kid broke, and then tell us your story.
I didn't have to spend it. My munchkin hasn't broken anything crazy yet, but it was my sister.
Ooh.
So when my sister was like, I think around 8 or 10, she broke a like $400, maybe $500 piece of china, quite literally from Beijing.
Whoa.
It was on a like very thin kind of decorative side piece table, and my sister crawled under it and was like playing with our dog or something, tried to stand up, bumped the table, and the bowl fell off.
All right, now that I know the whole story, this is your mom's fault.
I feel like everything in my house is up, like up. It's all
yes,
up.
Yes, I don't feel the least bit bad about this one.
All right, Josh is up next. Josh, start with how much you spent.
Well, unfortunately, my parents spent about $15,000.
Ooh, on you? You were the one who broke something?
Well, it was actually my girlfriend, which is now my wife today.
Oh, wow. All right, what happened?
So, Mom and Dad were gone for the weekend, so we decided we were going to have a little cookout with some beers, and, you know, back in those days, it'd be cool to smoke a cigarette.
Right.
So, she got a hold of my girlfriend, my wife now, got a hold of a Zippo lighter that my granddad had, and she lit a cigarette and set it on the front of the couch.
Oh, no.
She failed to close it all the way.
Oh, no.
She comes out. She comes outside, and I go back inside for some odd reason, and there's 6-foot flames coming off my parents' couch.
You are joking.
Y'all set the couch on fire?
She set the couch on fire. So I yell at her. She comes in, and what does she do? She sits down on the floor and starts crying.
And you knew from then on she was the one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the cool thing is this endless payment because every time we have a family reunion, this story gets brought up.
Of course it does.
Josh, I got to be honest. As a teenager, I did set some couches on fire, but in a very different way.
Right. But not in your parents' house, right?
Yes.
Oh, no. My parents are listening. So no, never.
The Morning Bullpen, George Moe, Eric with a K. George out this week has his sons getting married. And when the dad's away, the kids will play, right, Eric? How much did your kids cost you?
$400.
We're calling this kids versus cash. What did your kids break? 713-881-5500. We have Tina on the phone in Brookshire. Miss Tina, you said it was one of your grandbabies.
Yes, about 15 years ago when those flat screens TVs first started coming out, it was really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I get a call from my daughter. She says, calm me down quick. Well, my second grandchild was playing, or her second child was playing with the Wii and was bowling on the TV and didn't have the strap on her arm.
Oh, no.
And when she bowled, she literally bowled, and she hit bullseye.
Oh,
her
no.
Mom called me and says, calm me down. She says, you're going to be shy of grandchild real quick.
No.
That's an object. So just stay calm. Oh, she's okay. Gosh. Yes, you're upset, but they just bought that for the first time. It's like you spend that kind of money and then it's like gone.
Yep. Oh, those Wiis are dangerous, weren't they?
Okay, Linda's on the phone in Rocher. And Linda, first tell us how much you spent and then tell us your story on kids versus cash.
Okay, so I spend $2,000, a little over $2,000.
Okay.
And my son Christopher, who is now 38 years old, but when he was 12, decided to surprise me by washing my car while I was sleeping.
Aw, that's very sweet.
And when I came out, very sweet, until I came out and realized he had to wash the entire car with a Brillo pad.
Oh my gosh, I just got shivers all over my whole body.
I actually hope he's listening. Christopher Blaze, great job.
Linda, I gotta tell you, the second you said that, I started hugging myself. As a man.
Why? Shivers all over. It's like I felt it.
He was so proud. So proud.
Oh my gosh. You have to love him because he was being sweet. Oh,
I love him. And he escorted me to a wedding last week.
Oh my God. Very cute.
Miss Linda. Oh, thank you, Linda. We love this story.
All right.
Okay, so what she's saying is basically, Eric, you're going to look back one day and laugh.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. 713-881-5500. Kids versus cash. Tell us what they broke.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
We got jury duty coming up next, and Eric woke up and chose violence today. It's against me and my own family.
Yes.
You're not going to want to miss this jury duty because I have a feeling it's the last one we'll ever do.
Ooh.
It's that time of morning when we really get stuff done. You know, it's called jury duty, and today Eric woke up and chose violence because he decided to take on my mother.
Oh, I feel so bad about this.
The question today on jury duty is, animal print, should it be banned from fashion? Yes or no?
Okay, so you and your mom went to Cody Johnson over the weekend.
Yes.
You showed me the cutest picture.
Yes.
She was wearing this, like, cowboy hat, this custom hat, right?
Fashion, yes.
And you said, look at how cute my mom
the
looked.
The sweetest.
At the Cody Johnson. She was so proud of her outfit.
Yes.
And my instant reaction was, she looks awful. Because she's wearing zebra print.
It was leopard.
It was leopard.
Oh, leopard print hat.
Yes, leopard print hat. And it was like a zebra.
It was black and white zebra.
And I got to be honest, and I'm about to upset a lot of people.
You are.
I hate animal print. I think unless you killed the animal, you should never wear animal print.
Are you PETA?
I just don't like it. I just don't understand why people want to dress up like a leopard or a cheetah or a zebra. I don't understand it. Or you wear cow all the time.
I do wear cow print a lot.
And I don't understand it. I don't like it. I don't think it's fashionable.
I have axis print like down my staircase in my house. I love animal print. And you know what, Eric? I know that you get your fashion from Justin Bieber, but let me tell you.
I am a believer.
Mr. Croc wearer.
Yeah.
That leopard print is like the it thing for the season.
No.
Yes.
No, not since the 70s. It is out.
Leopard print is in.
Do not listen to Mo.
Are wrong.
I'm sorry.
It's like a neutral. Leopard print and camo for me are definitely neutrals.
Camo I can get on board with. Totally on board with camo.
The question today on jury duty. Yeah. Animal print should be banned from fashion. Yes or no? The jury gets to decide, and Leanna's on the phone in Houston. Leanna, it says you're a shopper. You buy shirts, shorts. You heard the question. Animal print, should it be banned from fashion? Yes or no?
Not an animal print person at all.
You're not?
No, okay, I am
perfect.
Not.
Oh, you're on Team Justin Bieber.
Me and Leanna.
That's good. I'm glad y'all have each other. Thank you for your vote. Wally. Wally, I love you. Wally's calling from Spring. Wally, you said you bought some pants. That seems very normal. So, Wally, what's your vote? Animal print. Should it be banned from fashion? Yes or no?
Yes, it needs to be banned from fashion, 100%.
We got two yeses.
I cannot believe this. I did not think this would go this way.
Rick is on the phone in Jerseyville. Rick, it says you bought a Texans jersey. Now, I appreciate that.
There you go.
So, I need your vote. Animal print. Should it be banned from fashion? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. It totally makes fashion.
Makes fashion? Nick. What kind of animal print do you wear, Rick?
You know what? He doesn't need to tell you about his private business and where he's wearing animal print, but I know he is a feisty, fun man. Okay? Okay. Molly's on the phone. Oh, it's Molly's first time on jury duty. She's calling from New Caney. And the last thing you bought, Molly, was a bra. I appreciate that.
All right.
So tell me, Molly, animal print, should it be banned from fashion? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that tells me that you are a beige bra wearer.
Oh, is it beige?
Yes, it is.
That's not fair. I feel bad for Molly. She's a beige bra wearer.
Oh, we should do this as a segment where Mo guesses the underwear color.
I know a lot about people. Tisha is on the phone in Spring. Tisha, you're a fun gal. Animal print. Should it be banned from fashion? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
That's fun.
I know. It's not beige bra.
It's fun to look like you're on safari. But not on safari. No, you're the animals they're looking at on safari.
Eric says that Justin Bieber is his fashion icon, okay?
You can go on Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Leopard print and all that stuff is in now.
Leopard
okay.
And leather for the season.
But I beg to differ, and so does the jury.
Jury duty has decided, Miss Tisha. Animal print. Should it be banned from fashion? And the answer was yes.
This makes me so happy. And I'm really sorry to your mom. She did look beautiful.
She did. And this doesn't change anything.
Yes, it does. It changes everything.
Yes. Eric's going to start wearing his Crocs to church. 100.3 The Bull. We're the Morning Bullpen. George Mo, Eric with a K, and this guy, Eric over here, thinks he's something else. He gets 10 minutes to write a song based on your suggestion. So what do you think Eric should sing about? 713-881-5500.
All right. First up, Amanda's on the phone. Amanda in LaPorte, what should I sing about?
All those stores having Christmas decorations, and it's not even Halloween yet.
Oh.
Wait, Christmas decorations go up on Friday, though, right?
No, they're up.
No, they're everywhere, and there's some of the stores even are playing Christmas music right now.
Okay, I don't need the music, but I need the decorations in the stores because I need to put up my Christmas tree on Friday.
Friday?
Right? After Halloween?
After Halloween.
You can put it up after Halloween, but I don't need Santa Claus in my yard right now.
No, you're right. Get me until Friday.
Okay, this is way premature. You're absolutely right, Amanda. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
I love listening to you.
Robert's on the phone in Tomball. Hey, Robert, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I'd say workplace trauma.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Tell us more. Where do you work? What kind of place?
I work at Tomball Ford.
Okay, shout out.
Yeah.
What's going on at the office? Like, what's the tea?
Just a bunch of drama going around the workplace.
All right. Well, you know, if you shop at Mack Hike Chevy, you never get any of that drama.
I don't know. I've only been to Bayway Chevy my entire life.
All right. What about Debbie? Hey, Debbie, it says here you live in the river?
In River Oaks.
Oh, that would make more sense.
Debbie, I'm going to be so honest with you. I stole Mo's joke.
He typed it wrong in our computer system, Debbie. I said, Debbie lives in the river. Debbie, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I want Eric to sing about the holiday onslaught. I agree with the person before.
Oh, okay. So the earlier caller wanted me to talk about how Christmas is coming way too early these days.
Yes, just seems to happen earlier and earlier each year.
All right.
Debbie, you like Halloween?
I do like Halloween, yes, but not Halloween in August.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of like over it.
I'm ready for Halloween to be done. Like, bring it on.
All right, this is a great topic. Enjoy the river, Debbie, okay?
Pray for
us. Thank you.
Bye, girl.
All right. Despite stealing your joke, Mo, I think we'll go with Debbie, okay?
Oh, are you?
Yeah, let's go. I mean, it seems like everybody's thinking about how Christmas has come way too early. There's lights up on the houses and all the decorations are out already for some people.
Get out there, Eric, and write your song.
Okay, fine. 10 minutes on the clock.
It's the morning bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. George is out this week as his son is getting married. We're so excited for him, and I'm excited because I'm in the studio by myself right now because it's time for 10-Minute Tune. Y'all called in with your suggestions, and it seemed like everyone agrees that Christmas is just coming far too early this year. Like, give us a break. So you asked Eric. Hi, Eric. You asked Eric to go out in the hallway and write a song about Christmas being too early. How did it go?
I think it went okay. This is actually, I've got somebody in my neighborhood who already has their Christmas lights up.
Wait, I took a picture of one this morning, actually.
Did you really?
Yes. No. Shout out to Dyer. He's got his Christmas lights up at the front of the neighborhood, and I needed my sunglasses.
Oh, my goodness. Already. Well, it's right. Great. The house that I'm talking about is right next to one that has a giant skeleton in the front yard. It's so confusing.
That's very confusing. So how'd the song go?
All right. I'm going to do it in the style of, you remember that song, Closing Time?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it in the style of that.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this is for all the Christmas fans in October.
Christmas lights hung up way too early. You can choke on a candy cane. Christmas lights, all your neighbors hate you, and we secretly wish you pain. Christmas lights hung in October, do I say ho, 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 or trick or treat? Christmas lights, I haven't started shopping, and you're stressing me out too early. Take those Christmas lights down off your home. It's Halloween, you look like a psycho. I just want to punch you in your throat, in the throat.
Yes, really?
I like Christmas lights.
You can put them up, but don't light them. You can't light them until next month.
Don't turn them on. Next month?
Yes.
Wait, is that like Friday?
We'll get into that another time.
That was Eric's 10-Minute Tune. What'd you think? Christmas coming too early? Let us know.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
It's like the elephant in the room, Eric.
What is?
Rain on Halloween.
Oh, yes.
Send help. Coming up next, we got What's Trending in Texas with the Morning Bullpen. Send help. George is gone. It's the Morning Bullpen. George Mahone, Eric. George is out this week because his son is getting married on Saturday. Yeah. And we're so excited he's spending this time with family. But he's missing a lot. Like, there's a lot going on in the Houston area, and that's why we've got What's Trending in Texas.
All right.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
HISD, all up in the news. Yesterday, we talked about the fraudulent teacher certifications.
Oh, yeah.
But also the historic $4.4 billion bond that is currently on the ballot.
What? What's that for?
Well, voters are deciding if that $4.4 billion should be used to replace or refurbish 40 aging schools in the district. And it would potentially make it the largest school bond in Texas history. And you know what's going on, like, with the leadership in HISD. So folks are, like, a little weary about, like, if giving this money to them is the best choice.
But it's for the kids, Mo. It's for the kids.
Number two.
D'Amico Ryan, sweet, sweet coach of ours. He really had to struggle to search for words to describe the loss of Stephon Diggs to that season-ending knee injury.
Unfortunately, he tore his ACL, so he'll be out for the year. Really hurts our team to hear that news, and he's been such an important part to our team, and we have to pick up the slack. A lot of guys have to step up, pick up the slack. We're definitely praying for him to have a speedy, successful recovery. It's definitely a blow to us.
Thinking about all of them, and a new test for the Texans starts on Thursday. We have Thursday night primetime game on Thursday.
Oh, it's Halloween game?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even put that together. Ah! Oh.
And the top story trending in Texas.
All right. When I was driving into the studio this morning, there was rain. I had my windshield wipers on.
Wait,
like, what?
I didn't.
It's water from falling from the sky, Eric. today, cloudy and warm. Temperatures in the mid-70s right now, warming up to the upper 80s. But we're tracking these hit-or-miss showers, even thunderstorms throughout the early part of our day. 40% chance today.
Okay, we don't care about today, though.
It ramps up tomorrow for Halloween.
Does it really?
I just don't know. Like, it's like 70%.
No.
It's still hit or miss, but it's like, what do you do?
My kids are like crying when we told them, hey, y'all, it might rain on Halloween.
You still have to go.
They're sobbing. My wife was like, we'll put on ponchos.
Yes.
We'll do whatever we have
just
to do.
Go.
I don't know, man.
My kids don't know. Like, what day? They don't know when they say, like, tomorrow. They don't know what tomorrow means.
Oh, so they don't care. So if it rains, you just
stay inside.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to check in with you tomorrow, because if it's raining up in my neighborhood, I'm coming down to your fancy pants neighborhood.
Let's do it. That'll be fun. Hey, that's what's trending in Texas. We're the Morning Bullpen. Everybody come trick-or-treating in my neighborhood.
It's all right, deal.
It's fine.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Christy's on the phone in Friendswood. Hey, sister, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm, you know, doing okay. I'm stuck here alone with Eric this weekend.
This is the greatest moment of her life.
No,
don't let her
alcohol,
lie to you.
Sister. You want to play some Mono's Country?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here's how it works.
All right. We've got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Christy, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah. All right. Kick her out of the studio so she doesn't hear the questions.
Don't get out of there now.
Now you have to be alone with him.
Now it's the greatest moment of your life. All right. The door is closed and your five country-related trivia questions start right now. Question number one. Finish this lyric from Luke Bryan's 2010 hit song. Rain makes corn. Corn makes...
whiskey.
Question number two. The famous 1982 duet Islands in the Stream was sung by Dolly Parton and what gambler?
Kenny Rogers.
Question number three. Old Town Road has now sold over 18 million copies. Lil Nas X recorded that song with what achy breaky singer?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Question number four. The viral song Fancy Like, Walker Hayes discusses getting an Oreo shake from which popular restaurant?
Applebee's.
And finally, question number five. The album Beautifully Broken recently debuted at number one. What tatted up son of a sinner made that album?
Jelly Roll.
Ooh, let's get Mo back in here. All right, welcome back, Mo.
Hello.
I'm just going to break the news to you. She got 5 out of 5.
Dang, girl. Why you do this to me?
All right, so that means we can't tell Mo the answers until the very end. Are you ready, Mo?
I don't know about that, but let's go.
All right, question number one. Mm-hmm. Finish this lyric from Luke Bryan's 2010 hit song, Rain Makes Corn, Corn Makes...
Whiskey.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. The famous 1982 duet Islands in the Stream was sung by Dolly Parton and what gambler?
Oh, the chicken guy, Kenny Rogers. Is that right?
Oh, you can't tell me. You. All right, question number three. Mm-hmm. Old Town Road has now sold over 18 million copies.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X recorded that song with what achy breaky singer?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. The viral song Fancy Like, Walker Hayes discusses getting an Oreo shake from which popular restaurant?
Applebee's.
And finally, the album Beautifully Broken recently debuted at number one. What tatted up son of a sinner made that album?
Oh, that's Jelly Roll.
All right, let's go back through.
No, I just need to know the chicken guy.
Okay, you were right about all of them. She got them all right. You all did.
Oh,
but Christy, unfortunately, that means it's a tie and she keeps her money, so you know what you got to say.
This is Christy from Friendswood and Mo knows country.
But you are part of a very elite group that has matched 5 out of 5 with Mo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, you can try to take Mo's money tomorrow, 8:20, here on the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.